We have the great joy of living through the final and most auspicious period of time, the long prophesied moment of the return of God, the moment of the revelation, the apocalypse, the omega point. The end and the beginning. The moment in which our destiny is determined by our own choice of belonging to the ego or to God. And through that choice, if we choose to know God through love and through understanding, we realize the entire spectrum of consciousness, from the ignorance of the character we had been playing to the awakened soul, to the absolute self, and all of the intermediary levels of consciousness, and all the domains and realms in which the creative imagination of that infinite consciousness flourishes. With unimaginable beauty and wisdom. And on the earth plane at this moment, we are witnessing the signs and wonders increasing every day, both the monstrous and the miraculous. The evil and the shining light of goodness. Every possibility in the spectrum of consciousness is now manifesting. All of the veils are coming down, and in the unveiling of the reality, we have the opportunity to join that ultimate intelligence and that ultimate power of creation through the union of love that will liberate our consciousness. Not only from separation and suffering, but from the lack of those inherent powers that pertain to the consciousness of God, and that entitle those who have surrendered to that power as loyal servants and lovers of the real. The right to wield those powers on behalf of and as instruments of the will of God. And to know that Supreme Spirit from within. To know the mind and heart of God as oneself. and there could be no greater gift. But to receive that gift, we must empty our consciousness of all its false and limited beliefs, all its identification with body, with character's mindset and its itineraries and agendas and loyalties to its figures of attachment, to its fears and desires. We must empty out completely so that we may be pure temples that can be filled with the presence of God, so that these forms may emanate the light, the love, the healing power of God to all of those who seek that refuge and strength and salvation. And offer with total generosity of heart all that we are, in recognition that all of us are one. And the test of our integrity and our worthiness to graduate from this school in which God is training us to be able to serve as avatars, there must be that willingness to undergo ego death, the death of ignorance and illusion, of narcissism and the egocentric perspective, and to surrender all of the treasured beliefs and fantasies of the ego mind, in order to know the truth of the real. And this test of renunciation, of the ego's drives and projections, its attitudes, and its attachments. This test of the purity of our heart is what determines our ultimate destiny, not only in this life, but throughout all those lives which are past and future. And that eternal life that is beyond both samsara and nirvana. This is the time, long prophesied, in which all will return to God, regardless of their beliefs, regardless of the purity, regardless of their theistic recognition, God will take all back into the light.